All right, we're going to get started here at 18LC Studios. We're waiting on the man Elijah Welcher. He's going to be coming out of Kenya, Africa. Yeah, we definitely had a problem disconnecting to this particular network. It's kind of tricky, but you got to kind of call back and you got to get back in. Depends on how your service is running, whether you be on your iPhones, cell phones, whatever it may be. We just want to let you know it sometimes gets a little different on the connection process, but we're gonna bring down this man of God. Hope he's got the information. We had to make some last minute changes. I hope we got it out in time enough. So we can clearly see the information, maybe get online properly. But we actually want to let you guys know we got the man of God that's coming out of Kenya. That's Bethany Ministries. This is the first time connecting here in the U.S. on live broadcast with the HNLC. As I said before, it could be some situations where he may have some delays, but we're going to actually go ahead and move forward and hear what the Word of God is speaking that's going to be coming from the Kingdom of God. I'll let you guys know about our I'm going to pull my back here a little bit. Well, guys, you know about our actually upcoming events that's going to be coming up on Thursday. We got the man of God, Elder Kerry Williams, coming out of Saginaw, Michigan, that be with us on every Thursday here at HNLC, as well as on Fridays with our midnight cry that takes place. Now, all this information is available to you when you go to our website, which is called harvestnewlifechurch.com. As you go to the website, you see various programs that we have here at HNLC that's always bringing something good that's coming from the Kingdom of God or coming in the Kingdom of God. We're not going to see coming from the Kingdom of God because we speak a word that's coming from the Kingdom of God. We are always conduits in this ministry and doing what God has called us to do. We're going to give a little bit more information about the man of God over in the area of here in the U.S., Apostle Von Peek. Good News International Ministries out there in Arlington, Texas. For those of you who are looking for a good church home, a powerful teacher and leader, both him and his wife, they are good ministers and men of God, very solid and actually leading you as being a man of God. Well, we're going to stand by here just a minute. We're going to get some information kind of down here. We'll hit the Word of God is speaking here. Okay, we're going to pull back here just a second. You guys give me just a moment here. Okay, Mr. Elijah.
Yes, Mr. Charles.
Did you get the information? The last information sent out again because we had a switch on systems. We had another show was running at the time. But I sent the email to you, and you're not that far into the show. You still got time to do everything. You still have a position where we need to be. But I want to let you know that okay, periodically we have numbers coming in. We got a lot of people that's coming on the line. We got, I believe we're trying to make a connection with the man of God just coming out of Kenya. We're going to make sure we got him on the line here. Pastor Elijah, are you with us? All right.
Hello. Yes, all right,
Pastor Elijah, you're there. We got you in the studio. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the man of God that's coming out of Kenya. He's coming out of Kenya, Africa, and this is Elijah Welcher. I want to make sure I get that name out of Bethany Ministries out of Kenya, Africa. He's going to be your speaker tonight. We have some kind of complications. We don't like to make excuses with things we do here at HNLC. I know he's got a powerful word that's coming from the Kingdom of God. It's not the only time you ought to get a chance to hear from him. He's going to be with us a few more weeks studying on a specific message he's going to be talking about tonight. So I'm going to turn it over into your hands as of right now. Pastor, let him give you all the information you need about your ministry, and we'll let you go ahead and roll.
Hello.
Are you there? Gabby, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Can you hear us over there?
Can I go on? Can I go on?
Yeah, you're ready to go. You're ready to go, man of God. Let it go. Let it go. We're listening to
okay.
you now.
Okay. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Elijah Oshila. Speaking to you from Kenya, Africa, Bethany Ministries. It's a great joy to have Pastor Charles help me to this evening to bring forth the Word of God. It's a big blessing to have this opportunity and to speak to you. And the Lord is going to bless you. I'll be sharing on the Lordship of Jesus Christ. The Lordship of Jesus Christ. And the Lord is going to bless you. I want us to turn to the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter number 1, verse number 19. to 21. Ephesians chapter number 1, verse 19 to 21. And the Bible says, and what is the exceeding goodness of his power to us words who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he left in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, honor in this world, but also in that which is to come. Praise the Lord. Wow. It's an amazing scripture. Apostle Paul speaking to the Ephesian church, and today he's speaking to us and telling us that the Father said Jesus with honor above all principality and power, but far above all the different classes of spiritual beings. Jesus has been set above principalities, powers, might, or thrones, dominion, and every name that is named. Names like cancer, diabetes, leukemia, asthma, HIV, AIDS, EDV, bows to the name of Jesus. Power and authority. Jesus is far above all kings, presidents, and governments. Paul continues to say in 1 Timothy 6, verse 18, the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. You know, when God set him in this high praise of glory, he put all things under his feet. He put all things under the feet of Jesus and vigorously declared him over all things for the benefit of the church. Praise the Lord. For the benefit of the church. What a blessing. What a blessing. What an honor that all this was done for the blessings of the church. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. He put all things under his feet and vigorously declared him to be the head over all things for the benefit of the church. Because this is recorded in verse 22 and 23.
All right, proceed on, man of God. You got a network issue there, but go ahead and proceed on. We're still listening.
Okay, sorry. I was sharing that Jesus was set above every power, every authority, and this was done for the benefit of the church. Because Ephesians 1, verse 22 and 23 says, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. The church is the body of Christ. If therefore all things have been placed underneath his feet, and we are his body, the church is his body. It means all things have been placed beneath the feet of the church. Satan is under your feet, glory to God. Failure, sickness, poverty, and death are all under your feet. Glory be to God. It doesn't matter what part of the body you are. The part of the body you're born again. Doesn't matter the part of the body you are, perhaps. You gave your heart to Christ and joined the church yesterday or even today. You are above all things. You are seated at the right hand of God in Christ Jesus. That means you are in the place of divine authority and power. And therefore, you ought to live in life and rule over circumstances. You have to exercise the dominion of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let me also tell you something from this word that we read. I want to explain something that is very important. You know, many only think of demons when they hear the word prosperity, as we read in verse 19 and verse 20 particularly. However, there are angelic principalities that are positive. I don't know whether you know this. angelic powers of God that are also principalities. The word principality actually means the first in authority. It also means the decree of authority. When you read verse 21 with amplified fashion, the amplified fashion speaks to the word lure for prosperity. It is far above all lure and authority and power and dominion. And every name that is named, every title that can be conferred, that only in this age and in this world, but also in the age and the world which is to come. That word lose means two things. First, in authority to govern. First is the authority that governs. Then the second, it means the decree by which they govern. In other words, it doesn't matter what rule has been made. Jesus is far above all rule. It doesn't matter the rule that has been made in your nation or in your state. Jesus is far above all rules. This refers to both the rulership and its rules. Jesus Christ has been set far above, not just above or near above, but far above all rules, authority, power, dominion, and every name that is named, title that can be conferred, not only in this age and in this world, but also in the age and the world which are to come. What an awesome reality. So there's no reason why a Christian should be afraid of any government, of any rulership, of any decree in any nation. The Lord Jesus has the most powerful name. That is, everything is under his authority. There is going to be no change to that. He is the reigning king. Jesus is the reigning king. And his reign and rule is for eternity. Glory to God. Now, Ephesians 2 verse 6 tells us something beautiful. It says, God has quickened us. Ephesians 2 verse 6, you need to mark this and adorn it or highlight it in your tablet. God has quickened us together and lifted us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Wow, this means you are from the government of heaven. Kingdom is not of this world. You pray by a different set of rules. It doesn't matter where you go in this world. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter the decree that have been made in that place that where you live. It doesn't matter where you find yourself. You are over and above every rule and government. You are not ordinary person. You need to carry this consciousness that Jesus has been laid far above all powers, not near above, not just above. And now God has quickened us together with Christ, laced us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places. And that is where we rule. That is where we operate from. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. And I want to talk briefly before we conclude this broadcast this morning about the name of Jesus, because Jesus has been given a name greater than any other name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Look at Ephesians 2 verse 10 and 11. The Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth and things. Oh, glory to God. Whoa, when I read this scripture, I get stirred up. But at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Angels, demons, and all of nature are obliged to obey any instruction issued in the name of Jesus Christ, because that name represents authority, or authority in heaven and in earth. So, and the name has been given to us as Christians to use as believers. So when you use the name of Jesus, never ever think, will it work or will it not work? There should be no room for doubt, because been given divine instruction to bow to the name of Jesus Christ, to respond to the name of Jesus Christ. And now, as a Christian, as a believer, as a church, you need to know that you live in his name. You are in Christ. So when it comes to using his name, it is a matter of authority. Jesus said concerning the believing one in Mark 16:17, in my name they shall cast out devils. Any believer can cast out devils by the authority of Jesus. You don't have to be an apostle. You don't have to be a prophet. You don't have to be a bishop. You don't have to be, a great man of God. Any believer can cast out demons. You can cast out demons of sickness out of your body. You can cast out demons out of your nation, out of your states, out of your working place. You know, this is akin to the police officer who stands to control traffic on the road. He doesn't need anything. When he uses his hand to signal, stop, the vehicles have to comply, because authority has been put there in the place, and he just lifts his hand. That's all that is needed. In the same way, if you are born again, you are given authority over Satan and over every demon of darkness. Hallelujah. You know, at the Mount of Transfiguration, God spoke out of heaven concerning Jesus, saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. That is Matthew 18, verse 5. So everything in the universe, inanimate, everything has intelligence. Did you know this? Everything hears and has been commanded to hear and to obey Jesus. I'm talking about the lordship of Jesus Christ. God gave the same decree on your behalf when you confessed the lordship of Jesus over your life to be born again. Hallelujah. Everything God made has intelligence. All of nature has been commanded to hear and obey as you make decrees in the name of Jesus. You stand in his stand. In his name, you have the authority to tame the world and subdue nature. Hallelujah. Glory to God forever. So there's nothing to fear in this world. I love talking about the lordship of Jesus Christ, that he has been raised and above all principalities and powers, above all sicknesses, above all systems, above all government that it is, or that it will ever be. We are never disadvantaged. And he has been given the name that is above every name. And there's a divine decree that all things has to bow to the name of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, this beautiful evening, I call you to walk in the consciousness of the lordship of Jesus Christ. And now we've been lifted up together with Christ. And we are now seated in the heavenly places, reigning with him, leading with Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You may be listening to me tonight, and you have not made Jesus the Lord of your life. And I trust you've been blessed by this word this evening. And I invite you to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life by praying this prayer, because it begins from here. This is the greatest miracle. This is the greatest blessing. It begins from here by saying, today, I want to turn my heart to Christ Jesus. Now, I want you to pray this prayer after me. to invite Christ Jesus in your hearts. Repeat this simple prayer after me. Oh, Lord God, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Your word says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I ask Jesus to come into my heart to be the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. And according to Romans 10 verse 9, I declare that I am saved. I am born again. I'm a child of God. And now have Christ dwelling in me. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I now walk in the consciousness of my new life in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Congratulations. You are now a child of God. You are now a child of God. Your sins have been forgiven. You are a new creature. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You've been raised and quickened together with Christ right now. Glory to God forever. You're listening to me. I want to pray with you. You are in a situation. You're in a circumstance. You're in a predicament. You have some sickness troubling your body, or you have a sick person. As you pray this prayer, as you make decrees and make demand in the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to lay your hands or get a hold of that sick person or put your hands where you're sick. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He healed every sick person that came to him. You need a fucking door to open for you. You need a job. You need some financial blessings, miracle. I want to pray with you in the name of Jesus Christ, because you've been given the name of Jesus, the name that represents authority, the name that into all, the name in which all things respond and bows to. Glory to God forever. Just wanted to get ready for prayers. Get ready for prayers. I'm about to pray for you right now, and you will receive your miracle in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Even you that just got born again right now, you are a new creation in Christ Jesus, a bona fide citizen of Zion, the city of the living God. You are no longer a stranger, but qualified to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in the light. So you can also believe God with me for that hearing, for that miracle, for anyone in your life or any situations. Let me pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit of God. Oh, you minister the presence of God to us, Holy Spirit, in a special way. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God, right now. Thank you, precious Jesus. Precious Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for your blessings and the blessing of your word. I want to thank you for the many people that are listening to me right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, various people are trusting and believing you for various things after hearing the word tonight. Your faith has been raised and been stirred up to take hold of your miracle. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that things will begin to change in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I command cancer to die right now. This person believing God for hearing, he's been diagnosed with cancer. Irrespective of the level and the stage of this cancer, I praise the blood tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You evil spirit of cancer, diabetes, I rebuke you. You evil spirit of hypertension. You evil spirit of sickness and infirmity, I command you to leave this body tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to die every form of pain. I command you to die in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to go. You have no power and authority again. You have no rule over the body of the one listening to me tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There's this brother, this sister, this man who's believing for a job. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that that door will open for them. That job will come. The finances they require right now will come their way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Someone is troubled about his family. I pray the demand tonight for the change of this family. I speak peace to your family. I speak oneness and unity to your family. I pray that your family will be restored in the name of Jesus Christ. You're troubled about your working place. I pray the demand tonight for change as you walk there to again in the name of the Lord Jesus. Things will change for good. Things will change to the positive because I pray admired tonight in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I rebuke the spirit of fear. I rebuke the spirit of fear. I rebuke the spirit of lack. I rebuke the spirit of beggary. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that God will strengthen your people again. In the mighty name of Jesus, this person has lost hope. And I pray you strengthen them again. You lift them again in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray the spirit of your people be stirred. They will not be afraid of their government. They will not be afraid of the leadership in the nation. That they will know that Jesus has been laid far above all rule, all authority. And they will walk in the consciousness of the Lordship of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord strengthen you tonight. And may the Lord leave his angels to go before you, straightening your every crooked path, levering every love, Lord, filling every valley and levering every mountain for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. And for this one that said yes to Christ this evening, I pray the Lord you strengthen them with your spirit. You bless them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It is done in Jesus' name. It is done. Things are changed. Celebrate wherever you are. Shout. Shout in the name of Jesus. But shout a big hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. It's a great joy to have spoken the word of God to you tonight. Thank you for listening to me. I'm sure we'll continue listening to this in the coming days. And thank you, Apostle Ellis Charles, for the opportunity to bring the word of God to the many listeners. And I pray the Lord will bless you.
Amen.
Pray the Lord will bless your ministry. And I pray the Lord will continue to uplift you and uplift your partners and expand your territory
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Because the blessings of God are yours today and forever. Things have changed for good. You are blessed. Thank you, Pastor Charles. And everybody listening to me.
You're more than welcome in, God.
I've spoken to Pastor Charles.
Amen.
I declare that I'll be praying for you. My email will be made available. But Apostle Charles, you can email him or ask him for my email, bethanydom@gmail.com. Thank you, Pastor Elijah, speaking from Kenya, Africa. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
After
Hallelujah.
You, Pastor Charles.
Amen. I mean, what a powerful word coming from this man of God. I tell you, I really enjoyed the word. It was the power of the Spirit moving through the words that he spoke. And for those of you who heard the word, look here, it's going to be back again on Wednesday. Look at your friends, get your family, wherever it is that you may have sickness, the sickness or the problems, the man of God prayed. He wants you to come on. Feel the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit as it moves. As it erupts through this man of God, as he continued to make his way into the U.S. and be known by those who are lacking in their life, that they may come to know that God is in position to save them for whatever it may be in their life. Thank you once again, man of God. It's such a pleasure to be with you. We hope to see you again on this same time, on the same station, on next Wednesday. with the same mighty word that's coming from the kingdom of God. Until then, thank you guys for joining us. And to Pastor Elijah and his family and his church, we thank you, God, for everything that you guys are doing for us to make your way here in the U.S. It's a blessing, man of God. You take care. We love you.
Thank you, sir.